Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, all the holy ones of God. All of us want to be saints. We want to go to heaven, but we are all afraid to die. Nobody wants to hear of death. But you know, if we do not die, we cannot have the beatific vision of God. Friends in Christ, today we celebrate the solemnity of all the saints, and it is a singular opportunity to celebrate this great grace-filled memory of all those in the heavenly realm who have accepted the saving grace of Christ. In this solemnity, Mother Church seeks to remind us that the staff of every saint is human flesh and blood like our own. Our faith teaches us that to be counted among those highly favored by the Lord, it is not enough to be a Christian. We ought to cherish in our hearts a desire to achieve sanctity. This calls us to enter more deeply into the mystery of the death and resurrection of Christ. It is not a bad idea to desire to become a saint, but sainthood is not for faint hearts. It is for those who are prepared to carry their crosses and walk in the footsteps of Christ from Jerusalem to Golgotha. Therefore, when we celebrate the feast of the Church triumphant in heaven, we remind ourselves that holiness is not meant for a select few, but for everyone who is ready to make the effort. We also bear in mind that though holiness is available for everyone, it is those who make an ardent choice to seek to understand the mystery of the God-made man Jesus Christ that progress in holiness. It is those who avail themselves to the direction of the Holy Spirit that receive the grace to persevere on the way to holiness. For as the Church teaches, grace builds on nature. So when we are ready to follow the precepts of Christ and to make ourselves available for God's grace to flow through us, we'll be ready to attain sainthood. As we gather to celebrate this wonderful opportunity, we are called to reflect seriously on our personal lives as individuals and as a community to see whether we are ready to carry our own crosses and follow Jesus on the way to Calvary, or we are only comfortable to sit back in Jerusalem and to hear the report that a certain Jesus has been crucified. If we are ready to carry our crosses and follow in his footsteps, we will see where he shed his blood for us. We'll make a conscious effort to make a change. Today, the scriptures are full of the beauty of what the kingdom of God will be. The book of Revelations spoke of the multitudes who had agreed to suffer for the sake of Christ. And when the angels were supposed to destroy the world, another angel came and said, "Don't do it until we have saved those who always strive to do the will of God." In the gospel, Jesus spelled out the Beatitudes. How blessed those who love to do the will of God will be. They shall have mercy shown them. They shall inherit the land. They shall be called sons and daughters of God. Excuse me. In the second reading, St. John, I think that is worth reading again when you go home, reflect on it. The first letter of St. John, chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. He reflected on what we shall be. Now we have the hope of becoming children of God, enjoying the blessedness with God forever. But what we shall be when it really is revealed to us, we cannot know. But since we are not aware, we cannot know that, and we have the hope of becoming children of God, we must keep ourselves holy, really holy, so that we shall attain to sainthood. But what we must remember is this. Jesus calls everyone to sainthood, to holiness, but he did not promise holiness without a cross. He wants everyone to wear a crown of holiness. But let us remember, no cross, no crown. If we will not suffer, we are not going to have salvation. If there is no pain, there wouldn't be gain. For those of you who are adults, you know what it means. To be able to get what you want, you must work for it. And that is what Jesus is calling every one of us to do today. To become saints like those we celebrate today, we must let our faith show forth who we are, what we believe, and why we believe what we believe. Are we just in church because we are called to become Christians? Why do we want to believe in Jesus Christ to the point of death? We must question all these, find answers, and be ready to live our faith. That is the only way we can live our faith practically, and it will be lively to affect other people, to help them, to lead them to become people of God. And when we have all become people of God, we shall know peace in our world. The progress and development we will have in our world will be sincere and genuine and will affect all people. So when we go away from here, let us remember, God calls us to be holy, but without a cross, there wouldn't be a crown. Let's have to be prepared for it.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.